booster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
For those of you wondering about the accuracy of Juliet's weather predictions, she said rain yesterday, and rain it did. Be prepared for more accurate weather predictions. This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano.
And I am the weather sensei. Yes, I did predict, and it did come true. I predict that I'm going to win $1 million today. Deb is following breaking news. Christian and Gabby are back at the controls. Welcome back, Gabster. Sid just walked in and just walked out. He's excited about some of the news that's happening because Friday is the day, Frank, that we are going to find out if there will be a UK-US travel corridor so Americans can start traveling to the UK again.
So who makes that decision?
The British government will be making that decision. I think we're going to be on the green list. I'm hopeful that we're going to be on the green list.
Fingers crossed.
You never know. Also, America's vaccine rate is slowing, and that is leading some to worry that we may never get rid of this killer pandemic.
Well, Governor Phil Murphy has an interesting incentive in mind.
I heard.
To get more New Jerseyans vaccinated. We'll tell you all about that.
Yeah, also the cheapest holiday spots for every month of the year.
Ooh.
I'm going to give you, so January, I'll tell you where to go that you could get the greatest deals.
That's quite a jet
February,
set.
March, yes.
Juliet Travel Report.
You got that right.
All right. Somebody that loves saving money is also somebody that loves saving you time when it comes to traffic. And that's Joe Nolan, who has our traffic and transit on the sevens. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning, Frank. Good morning, Juliet. We've got ourselves some issues this morning for sure. There's no doubt about this. We've got problems on the southbound side of the New England Thruway coming down to exit 17, a jackknife tractor trailer. Two right lanes are going to be out of service at that point, so that would be I-95. And then on the westbound Long Island Expressway, all lanes are closed at Bagatelle Road, which is exit 50. Again, the two left lanes were closed. There's an accident there, but now it looks like they might be clearing it up. So, again, you've got all lanes shut down. Inbound Gowanus BQE at the Brooklyn Bridge. Again, that Juliet forecast nailed it. Flooding as you come inbound, coming up to the Brooklyn Bridge. And the Transit Authority, northbound F on the E tracks from 53rd Street to Roosevelt Avenue, that would signal problems. And alternate side again today is in effect. This report is a service of Indeed.com. Whether you hire one person or hire up a storm, you can count on Indeed. Indeed has 135 skill tests to help you find the right candidate faster. Indeed skill tests reduce hiring by 27% on average. More at Indeed.com/credit. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. And from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, today we are going to have some cloudy skies, and it'll clear partially at least by the afternoon, a high of 72. It was not fun driving this morning at all on the LIE. You cannot see the divider in the road.
Oof.
It's like literally, I don't know if I'm the only person that experiences this, but anyway, so be careful out there. Wednesday, we're looking at scattered thunderstorms likely in the morning. Then it'll clear up a bit by the afternoon, but we should have a possibility of scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, depending on where you live. We'll have a high of 70 degrees. Thursday's looking really nice. Generally a sunny day, despite a few afternoon clouds, 66 degrees. And Friday, we're looking at 61 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. Hopefully that'll will increase a little bit as far as the temperature goes. But currently it is 53 degrees in Manhattan.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis's decision to suspend all local COVID orders has run into sharp criticism from Orlando Mayor Jerry Demings. DeSantis signed an executive order yesterday to suspend the order, saying that COVID-19 is not over, but the need for emergency orders is. The action takes effect July 1st. Now, Mayor Demings says DeSantis' action is part of a larger Republican strategy to usurp the authority of Democratic-led urban counties and cities. DeSantis's order also blocks schools, government agencies, and businesses from requiring people to show proof they've been vaccinated in order to enter a business.
All right. Well, speaking of, despite more than 500,000 deaths here in the United States, many Americans are obviously still hesitant to get the vaccine. They're skeptical about it. I heard you talking about this morning on your show on Awesome. You like that?
Well,
do you ever notice
you.
That it's O-S-O-M? Awesome.
I had not noticed that, but I'm glad that you did.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, scientists say the risk of getting sick from the inoculation is minuscule compared to the possibility of getting sick or dying from coronavirus. More than 20% still of our friends and neighbors are refusing the jab, and experts say that hesitancy could mean that we will never reach herd immunity. In other words, the coronavirus could be here to stay, unless things change. Now, as of Monday, nearly 32% of Americans have been fully vaccinated. That's about 105 million or so. Experts say rising vaccinations have helped reduce caseload, but unlike places like Australia and New Zealand and other spots around the country, around the world, where residents lined up for the shot, we will likely have to accept that COVID is here to stay. Officials say the only thing we can do is change the strategy and focus our attention on emerging hotspots.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo repeated again yesterday that he has done no wrong and there was no way he would resign amid workplace sexual harassment allegations against him. Cuomo's also being accused of lying about the number of New York nursing home deaths during the pandemic. The Democrat is waiting for a probe into the harassment charges to be completed by State Attorney General Letitia James. She's reportedly thinking about making a run for governor herself next year. Cuomo has also said that he will run for a fourth term in 2022.
Yeah, and interestingly, he was really slammed for some of the things he said yesterday when he was talking about people not getting vaccinated. He's like, oh, you know, you want to kill your grandma? It's like,
very poor choice.
Remember those thousands of elderly people, probably somebody's grandma that died thanks to you. Anyway, I will stop editing. Let's talk about Americans who have been fully vaccinated. They will likely find that they have more options available to them in various realms than those who haven't. Governor Cuomo Monday, as you heard, announcing that as of May 19th, most capacity restrictions will end in places like stores and restaurants, museums, gyms, amusement parks, hair salons, theaters, and so on and so forth. The governor says the 6-foot social distancing rule will remain in effect, though, except with people who can show that they've been fully vaccinated. How is that going to happen?
It's going to be very interesting.
You got to walk around with your vaccination card or the Excelsior pass.
And yeah, so we'll go to a bar, and if you and I have been fully vaccinated, we'll show our card, and we can sit next to one another. But if someone, Gabby, doesn't have her card, she'll have to sit 6 feet away.
Yeah,
he was arrested when a woman found his messages on her son's phone after he died of an overdose.
I don't know,
Rekha,
but
resigned after from the NYPD after his arrest.
Okay, we've got live on air somewhere. That was interesting. So some of the other issues.
Welcome, may I have your attention?
What is going on here? Is there somebody, little ghost in the control room?
It's gremlins.
Okay. Anyway, so this 6-foot rule, the social distancing rule, is confusing a lot of folks. Also, when it comes to large outdoor stadiums, capacity is going to go up 33% to 33%, rather, for New York State on the 19th, May 19th. Meantime, New York's outdoor food and beverage curfew goes away May 17th for outdoor areas, May 31st for indoor areas. And according to the CDC, New York has the highest number of fully vaccinated adults in the country. But Cuomo says that vaccination rate is slowing.
Well, we'll have sports with Sid Rosenberg in just a minute. You are listening to the 77 WABC Early News. Juliet Huddy and me, Frank Moreno. Whole lot more news coming your way shortly.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
This is the WABC Early News. The Mets and Yankees both in action today, and we are going to tell you what you can expect from those and everything else that's happening in the world of sports with our sportsmeister, Sid Rosenberg.
Good morning, Frank and Juliet. The Mets started their series against St. Louis last night. It did not go well. Joey Lucchese on the mound only lasted 2 2/3 innings, gave up 6 earned runs. He fell to 0-2. And the Mets lost to St. Louis 6-5. By the way, that was the score after the third inning. No runs the rest of the way. The Mets lose 6-5. Here is the losing starter for the Mets, Joey Lucchese, after the game.
It's a little different for me. Usually, once the season starts, you get that fifth day start, and I'm just trying my best to adapt to it. But, I don't want to give any excuses. I'm here to play ball, so it is what it is, man.
The bigger news after the game, the Mets fired all their hitting coaches. including veteran Chili Davis and Tom Slater. Mets fall to 11-12. They'll play the Cardinals again tonight. The Yankees, they enjoyed a day off yesterday after sweeping Detroit over the weekend. They start a series in the Bronx tonight against the Houston Astros. The Knicks won again. I'm sorry, folks. I've been covering sports for almost 30 years. I've never seen anything like this. The Knicks clobbered the Grizzlies, 118-104, 28 for Julius Randle, 25 for Derrick Rose. The Knicks have ensured themselves their first winning season since Carmelo and the boys won 54 games 9 years ago. They're the four seed in the East and 9 games over .500. There'll be no playoffs for the Hockey Blue Shirts. Capitals doubled up the Rangers last night 6-3, officially eliminating the Rangers from postseason competition. Here's their coach, David Quinn, on that.
We just weren't good enough in key times. We did face up a lot of adversity, but so did a lot of the teams in this league. So that's playing in the National Hockey League. But, you know, we just didn't play well enough for long enough to get in.
Also last night, the Islanders lost 4-2 to Buffalo. They are going to the playoffs. And the Devils, they're not, of course. They were shut out 3-0 by the Boston Bruins. Sports at 15:45. For the WABC Early News, I'm Sid.
You are indeed. You are indeed. And with traffic on the sevens, we have Joe.
Frank, you know what my two hockey teams, favorite hockey teams are?
Let me hear.
The Devils and who's ever playing the Rangers. Long Island Expressway coming inbound at Bagatelle Road, exit 50. Two left lanes are out. An accident there. That continues. And then on the New England Thruway, southbound at exit 17, jackknife tractor trailer. Again, the two right lanes out of service as you come down to there. So big problem southbound on the New England Thruway. Coming inbound, go on to SPQA. We're slow to the Brooklyn Bridge. Again, that flooding continues. Also, the uptown F trains are on the E track from 53rd Street across to Roosevelt Avenue. And again, that because of signal problems. Problems and alternate side again today is in effect. The traffic on the sevens. I'm Joe Nolan. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
All right. Thank you so much. Coming up, the Fed chairman gave an address yesterday. The topic, the economy. What else? And Frank is going to tell you what he had to say. Also coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 540. If you're planning a vacation, let's say for September, I'll tell you why travel experts say Washington, D.C. is your best option.
This is the WABC Early News.
This is the WABC Early News, and in the world of business, the opening bell will ring this morning after stocks started off the week mostly higher. Both the Dow and the S&P 500 advanced despite weaker than expected manufacturing data. Meanwhile, declines in some growth stocks pressured the Nasdaq. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones rose 238 points, the S&P 500 gained 11 points, and the Nasdaq lost 67 points. As Juliet mentioned, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell spoke yesterday and says that the economic recovery has been much slower for low-income individuals and for racial minorities. Powell said overall recovery is picking up, but he noted unemployment is still high in lower-earning job industries. College-educated workers were less likely to be laid off last year, while black and Hispanic workers were more likely to be laid off. Powell said the Fed is focused on tackling long-standing disparities because they weigh on the productive capacity of our economy, Juliet.
All right, well, I used to live in McLean, Virginia, and my high school was Langley High School, right outside the
CIA,
sort of property,
right?
Of the CIA.
Cool.
So when the CIA would have bomb threats and so forth, we would always be evacuated. So I'm wondering if my Langley kids got evacuated yesterday. Agents from the FBI have shot a man outside of the front gates to CIA headquarters there at Langley, Virginia. Apparently, he brandished a weapon. There was an hours-long standoff as well. Police had originally been called to the CIA headquarters to deal with a security incident. The man has not been identified yet, but he reportedly tried to drive into the CIA compound and was stopped, sparking this hours-long standoff. The threat was being dealt with by the spy agency's guard force, but the FBI was on scene as well. I believe the agent that shot this man was an FBI agent. The suspect is said to have been at the CIA security gate hours earlier, and officials have been in lengthy negotiations with him. Again, the Fed said that agents opened fire after the man emerged from his car holding a weapon.
New York City's Mount Sinai Hospital is sending ventilators to India, where COVID cases have been piling up in record numbers over the past few weeks. A first shipment of 25 ventilators and 100 sleep apnea machines were sent out yesterday. Hospitals in India are in desperate need of ventilators and other supplies as the pandemic explodes across the country.
I saw some video yesterday of a hospital room. I mean, it was just packed with people, but one woman was giving her mother mouth to mouth from a
horrible.
And it didn't work. Oh, it's awful. What is not awful, I'm sorry, is splitting up $130 billion. The Gates divorce, Bill and Melinda Gates are divorcing, if you haven't heard. It'll go down as one of the most lucrative in the world for both. In fact, it's the largest division of assets since Jeff Bezos and his wife split back in 2019. The Gates, again, are worth roughly $130 billion. They have homes in five states, a fleet, of course, of cars, an art collection that includes the $30 million Da Vinci Codex, and, of course, a hangar full of private jets. They also have the most farmland in the U.S.
Wow.
Did not know this. With 242,000 acres across 18 different states that they need to divide up as well.
Wow. Yeah. I think they're going to be just fine.
Yeah, I think so.
One New Jersey township is firing a police officer who called Black Lives Matter protesters terrorists in a social media post. Hopewell Township says Sarah Irwin has been fired, while Sergeant Mandy Gray will be suspended for replying to the Facebook post. Both have been in public service for more than two decades, with their lawyer calling the town's decision disgraceful and cowardice. The social media post was written in June of 2020, but the town made the move this past Friday evening.
Well, there's great news for folks hoping to travel to the United Kingdom this summer, we think. PM Prime Minister Boris Johnson says that there will be some opening up to foreign travel on May 17th. He hasn't really said much else, but it certainly seems like the U.S. will likely be on the green list thanks to a strong vaccination program here. And the green list of countries is obviously the people that the U.K. says can come into the country, and the U.K. residents can be allowed to travel to those countries without having to quarantine on return. More details about when and how travel will restart are expected on Friday, but there is always a but these days. Johnson says things could change if infections start to go up. He doesn't want what he calls an influx of disease once international travel does resume, which is why some officials will be monitoring the numbers very carefully. Meantime, he says the 1 meter social distancing requirement there will likely be lifted by the middle of this month as well.
The Reverend Al Sharpton is repeating a call for police body camera footage to be released in the shooting death of Andrew Brown Jr. Speaking at Brown's funeral in Elizabeth City, North Carolina yesterday, Sharpton also called on Congress to pass the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act. Brown, a 42-year-old unarmed black man, was shot to death by sheriff's deputies outside his home as officers attempted to serve a warrant last month. His shooting has sparked protests across Elizabeth City since then.
Can you say witness protection? The son of a Mexican drug lord who snitched on El Chapo has been freed from prison. Vicente El Vicentillo Zambada pled guilty in 2013 to drug trafficking charges and was set to serve 15 years in a U.S. prison in May of 2019. He is the son of Ismael El Mayo Zambada, the guy who co-founded the Sinaloa cartel alongside El Chapo. The younger Zambada was one of several cartel members who turned on El Chapo, telling authorities the cartel bosses used planes, subs, and other methods to traffic the drugs over the border. Zambada himself admitted to helping plot kidnappings and murders, bribing officials, and shipping drugs to the U.S. His uncle and the elder Zambada's brother has also been released early. Zambada's kingpin dad remains at large with a $30 million reward for information leading to his capture. Meantime, officials refuse to say whether both men who have been released early will go into the witness protection program. Frank, what do you think?
I think, look, I was at the El Chapo trial and watched a lot of the testimony that came out regarding Mr. Zapata. And based on the testimony that was given about both Guzman and Zapata, these strike me as some pretty tough hombres, and I wouldn't blame any potential witnesses for trying to seek out potential protection.
The first thing I would do would be heading to the best plastic surgeon on the planet, and you would never recognize me after that.
It's going to be interesting to see how many of these same witnesses pop up when El Chapo's wife goes on trial and if there are similar security concerns as there were in the first trial.
Yeah.
All right. The death toll, speaking of Mexico, is rising after a subway train overpass collapsed in Mexico City yesterday. At least 23 people, including children, are dead after the platform collapsed into a street below. First responders are on the scene where they freed one survivor trapped in a vehicle under the rubble. Dozens more have been sent to hospitals, and seven of them are in serious condition.
All right, there were a lot of traffics on the road this morning. Let's head to traffic on the sevens with Joe Nolan. Joe, it was really messy out earlier. How is it looking now?
It still is. It's still wet and just you know, real slippery. I mean, you can always tell when you start seeing jackknife tractor trailers, and we had one on the New England Thruway southbound at exit 17. Two right lanes were out. Looks like they've got that thing straightened out now, and lanes have been reopened on the New England Thruway coming down to exit 17. The earlier accident that was on the LIE at Bagatelle Road, that is now out of the way. Do have some flooding coming inbound on the Gowanus BQE coming up to the Brooklyn Bridge. That continues. Transit Authority, the F trains, there are some delays, apparently signal problems in a couple of spots, and alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations again today are in effect. This report sponsored by Audible. Give spring a whole new sound with Audible Plus. Listen all you want to thousands of select Audible originals, audiobooks, and podcasts, including exclusive series. Start free 30-day trial at Audible Plus trial sign up when you sign up at audible.com. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joe. Coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. You want that Mexican beach vacation with the perfect weather but without the high price tag? I'll tell you which months to visit Cancun and Cozumel according to the experts. But first, let's head over to the news desk. Deb has your headlines.
From the 77 WABC Early News Desk, I'm Deborah Valentine. May 19th, that's the date New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut are reopening with capacity limits and social distancing remaining. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
We worked with New Jersey, New York, other states on a Northeast coalition. That's how we closed down. And that's how we're going to reopen, because the same theory is true.
New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy yesterday explaining the rule for restaurants is simply maintain social distancing.
We will remove the current 50% capacity limit and allow restaurants to operate at whatever capacity allows them to continue to ensure a minimum 6-foot distance between groups.
The New York City subway system will resume 24/7 operations. That happens May 17th. 5 years in prison, 2 years probation for former NYPD officer Joseph Recca. He pleaded guilty to manslaughter and other charges for selling a fatal dose of fentanyl that resulted in the death of a young Long Island man, Ryan Bornsheen. The funeral for fallen NYPD officer Anastasio Sakos is today at St. Paraskevi Greek Orthodox Shrine Church in Greenlawn. It begins at 10 a.m. He was struck and killed a week ago today in a hit and run while directing traffic on the Long Island Expressway in Flushing Meadows. An air passenger arrested at JFK after allegedly assaulting a flight attendant.
We say an off-duty NYPD officer aboard the plane had to subdue 28-year-old Janasia Campbell after she allegedly assaulted a flight attendant, reportedly because she didn't pick up her garbage bag. Campbell was arrested when the plane landed safely at JFK Sunday. No other passengers were hurt. The flight attendant suffered cuts and bruises. I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
Police say an 8-month-old has died after the driver of the vehicle she and her mother were in overturned. That after the driver struck a Lexus. This happened in Wyandanch Sunday night. Police are still looking for that driver, who they say fled from the scene on foot. The mother suffered just minor injuries, and minor injuries to the driver of the Lexus as well. Suffolk County detectives are asking anyone with information on that crash to contact Suffolk County's major case unit. The number there, 631-852-6555. They say all calls will be kept confidential. WABC News Time, 5:30. Fox National Headlines next.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. It'll be a bleak morning for many across the South as they assess the damage from severe storms and tornadoes. This man lives near Atlanta in Douglasville.
A neighbor's house has sustained a fair amount of damage with trees falling on it, ripping going into his house. Mine, I have large oak trees that have been snapped 25, 30 feet up.
The storms left at least 3 dead. The FBI is investigating last night's shooting at CIA headquarters in Virginia. where an agent shot and injured a man.
The Bureau says that person was involved in a security incident earlier in the day, but hours later he returned, emerging from his vehicle with a weapon.
Fox's Jill Nato. And a subway bridge collapse in Mexico City killed at least 20 people last night. America's listening to Fox News.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Thank you. Welcome back, everybody. It is 53 degrees in Manhattan. We're going up to 72 and maybe some partial clearing this afternoon, which would be nice. I'm Juliet Huddy along with Frank Morano. Coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update, will Americans be allowed to travel to the United Kingdom? I will tell you when we're going to find out. But first, let's get back to some headlines.
Well, today is a big day, Juliet, at least a big day for my people, because today is May 4th. And may the force be with you this May 4th. Today, people around the world will celebrate Star Wars Day, the unofficial holiday honoring Jedis, droids, and the Force. Doesn't get its roots from a galaxy far, far away. Instead, it dates back to 1979 in Britain when Margaret Thatcher was named Britain's first female prime minister. To celebrate her victory, her party took out an ad in the London Evening News saying, "May the 4th be with you, Maggie. Congratulations." The catchy pun has since been the unofficial greeting for Star Wars fans all over the world on the holiday.
Well, speaking of Maggie and the UK, a coalition of U.S. and Euro travel industry groups are calling for a full reopening of the U.S.-UK air travel market ASAP. The coalition represents travel agents, tour companies, airlines, unions, and other organizations. And according to an open letter sent to the leaders of both the U.S. and the U.K., their feeling is early June is the perfect time for a joint announcement between President Biden and Prime Minister Boris Johnson for the full reopening of the U.S.-UK travel corridor. Meantime, EU officials on Monday recommended easing COVID travel restrictions in June to let more foreign tourists into the 27 member countries. One key issue, as I mentioned yesterday, there isn't a cohesive document that shows that we've been fully vaccinated, not one that's acceptable to the EU and other foreign governments, at least. Will this throw a wrench into your summer plans? Perhaps. But as I said in your Jet Set Juliet travel update myriad times, you guys have to do your research. You have to know exactly what documents are needed, no matter where you're traveling, how you're getting there, what you're going to do once you're there. You can check out the Jet Set Juliet podcast of my 7 tips for international travel during the pandemic on our website, wabcradio.com. Just wabcradio.com. Just click the podcast little mark up on the top. Go to Early News with Juliet and Frank, Friday, April 30th.
Well, this might inure to your benefit if you are a New Jerseyan and you have not yet been vaccinated, because New Jersey is launching a shot and a beer program. Any New Jersey resident who gets their first vaccine dose this month and takes their vaccination card to a participating brewery will get a free beer. Governor Phil Murphy hopes this will encourage people 21 and older to get vaccinated. Some of the breweries taking part are located in Toms River, Little Ferry, South Orange, Neptune, and Ocean Township, just to name a few.
Well, and I heard your conversation earlier about this on the awesome Other Side of Midnight.
Thank you.
And somebody called in and said you can't have alcohol when you go and get your vaccine, otherwise it's not going to work. That's not really accurate. You're not supposed to have a lot of alcohol.
Right.
That was what the
researchers said. Now, again, what's a lot of alcohol? Like, I got vaccinated my second dose last Thursday, and then I think I had 4 drinks that afternoon. I don't think that's a lot of alcohol.
Well, some might disagree with you, but I think you're going to be fine.
I think
it's just a warning. You know, you just have to be careful. It is one of the most amazing resorts that I've ever been to, and I really mean that. But now the Trump Turnberry Resort in Scotland is at the center of a brewing scandal. Speaking of brews, officials say the Trump Organization's Scottish Golf Resorts took more than $800,000 from UK taxpayers to protect jobs during COVID, but fired scores of workers anyway. Union bosses accused Trump of, quote, hoovering up public money while cutting staff. And they say the former president made a, quote, mockery of the program designed to help local workers. When Trump bought the properties, he insisted that they would deliver major tax revenue. But according to records, the Trump organization hasn't paid a single penny in taxes, thanks to constantly reported losses on these properties. Union officials and others are calling on the government to investigate.
Somebody that is also not known for his love of paying taxes is the man responsible for traffic and transit on the sevens every 10
God,
minutes.
God, he's really a
Joe
lousy
Nolan.
Dude, this
Don't
Joe
even
Nolan.
Kid about that. That's not fun. I pay more taxes than don't even start.
I'm gonna wrap him on the knuckles for saying that.
Yeah, please do, Juliet.
I like the way you react so much to this. It's like the salient reaction here, the visceral reaction. But yet you haven't really had that much of a problem with the pedophilia comments,
See,
the
you keep
divorce,
up the pedophilia,
cheating on your wife comments. Oh
no, no,
God.
That didn't happen either. The divorce thing, there's not much I can say about. But the other ones. Is... Eastbound on the Belt Parkway across Bay Boulevard, an accident that's being cleared. On the Long Island Expressway as you come westbound now at Bagatelle Road, that earlier accident is out of the way. Transit Authority delays on the F and the R and alternate side of the street. Parking rules and regulations are in effect. Plus, I live in New Jersey. Enough with the taxes. With traffic on the 7, I'm Joe Dolan on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Well, Frank will be talking about plant-based foods in his business report, he tells me, within literally one millisecond after Joe was finished with his update. And in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40, lovers of the great outdoors should head to this western town for drop-dead scenery and drop-dead deals.
This is the WABC Early News.
The opening bell rings this morning after stocks started off the week mostly higher. Both the Dow and the S&P 500 were up a bit. Meanwhile, declines in some growth stocks pressured the Nasdaq downward. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones rose 238 points, the S&P 500 gained 11 points, and the Nasdaq lost 67 points. Looking ahead on today's calendar, we'll get a look at the U.S. trade deficit for March at 8:30 this morning. And that's followed by factory orders for the month of March at 10 o'clock this morning. And the meatless business continues to grow. Tyson Foods is unveiling several new plant-based products that are now available at your local grocery store. The company launched three new plant-based protein foods yesterday, which includes burger patties, bratwurst, and Italian and ground sausages. The products are soy-free and made from pea protein, and each are priced between about $5 and $8 per package. Juliet.
Thank you, Frank. It is time now for your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. Follow me on Twitter at Juliet Huddy TV for lots of detailed information. Now, let's start with the UK. Their green list is expected to be revealed on Friday. And so a lot of folks are going to be wondering whether or not we're going to be able to travel over to the UK. You will be able to find that out likely on Friday. Meantime, as Frank has told you, jobless claims are going down. America's overall outlook is positive. So why not celebrate with a little vacation? Here are the cheapest places to travel in 2021 for each month of the year, according to Kayak. The prices are based on round-trip airfares for 2021 compared with last year. And each destination sees a high level of search activity on the Kayak search engine. If your idea of a great trip is skiing, or even if it's just sitting in a ski chalet, sipping hot toddies, that would be me, head to Telluride, Colorado in January. According to Kayak, a post-Christmas season dip plus a dip in temperatures equals a major dip in airfare by up to 49%, as a matter of fact. As soon as I could possibly get down to Miami, I would. I was down in Miami. I grew up there as a kid. I rarely remember wearing a jacket, much less a sweater, no matter what time of the year. The water temperature averages 73, but if that's a little too chilly, book a hotel in February in Miami with a hot tub. February in Miami sees gorgeous temperatures, lots of sunshine, and 52% dips in prices. It's perfect for the traveler interested in sightseeing and dining outdoors without having to pop inside for a cooling blast of AC like you have to do most of the rest of the year. March is spring break time, and pretty much anywhere you go, you're going to be seeing kids from toddlers to college co-eds. But that actually helps bring down the prices, especially in places like Cozumel, Mexico. March is the perfect time to go to Cozumel because it's A, not hurricane season yet, B, still a balmy 82 degrees on average, and C, not as humid. Prices fall around 32% around March, and if the idea of being surrounded by screaming children and beer-bonging college kids isn't your idea of fun, just book an adults-only resort. Mexico seems to be a major hotspot for U.S. travelers, obviously, and when we hit April, it's all about Cancun. According to Kayak, the Mexican hotspot is very high on the list for 2021, not just in April, but also in July, November, and December. And whether it's a hotel, an all-inclusive, Airbnb, couples-only, or adults-only property, Cancun is loaded with accommodation options all year round, and that helps bring costs down compared to other international destinations. This is for the couple that love sitting under a palapa drinking margaritas all day, dancing and drinking Coronas all night. If you are more of a great outdoors type, head to Jackson, Wyoming in May. Now, I've never been, but Kayak's search engine blows up for this nature lover's paradise, and it's especially cheap in May, just before summer vacation kicks in. You're likely to see fewer kids, but a ton of wildlife, and because the spring brings everything into bloom, it'll be wildflowers galore. A perfect spot for the boho couple that likes to mix beauty with a little adventure.
What is a boho couple?
Bohemian. Oh. You know, kind of granola, outdoorsy.
Is that
hikey people?
Did you coin that term or is that?
No, boho is a thing. They, you know, boho chic.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but it's very. What was that?
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No, I learned
See,
something.
See, you learned bohemian. Something. This
yeah.
is why people tune into the WNBA.
Exactly. So I'm not going to have enough time to get through the rest of the year,
sorry,
but
sorry.
We will. No. We will. Finish the rest of this Juliet Jet Set Juliet travel update tomorrow, and I'll give you the rest of the year. But we are going to be watching very carefully about what happens in the UK, because that announcement again is happening on Friday, and that could give us an idea as to whether or not we're going to be allowed into the European Union as well.
Well,
I think we will be.
We had to postpone Gabby's inaugural trip as a 21-year-old to Atlantic City
right.
because of her COVID quarantine. But we may have to reschedule it for the weekend of June 13th, because rumor has it that Hollywood Sid Rosenberg is going to be emceeing a big event out there.
Is this happening?
Oh, the event is happening. You may remember Mike Martucci, who is a local guy. He does Sinatra great, like Joe Piscopo. Mm-hmm. He hit the road with Steve Sciarippa and Michael Imperioli, did a Sopranos tour the last couple of years. They traveled everywhere. Now they're doing the Real House Husbands of New Jersey, Frank Catania, Joe Gorga, and Joe Beningo. And again, Martucci's going to do Sinatra. All the girls will be there, too. They kick it off in Atlantic City. They'll do one show at the Hard Rock, one at the Borgata, and they'll take that on the road as well. So what's going
to
happen?
I have to tell you, John, my husband, who watches these shows as well, said they need their own show.
The husbands.
Real Housewives of New Jersey husbands.
Yes.
Not the any of the other husbands.
No,
the New Jersey husbands.
That's the show in Atlantic City, the husbands.
They are hilarious.
Yeah. They're great.
In fact,
Dolores' ex-husband, Frank Catania, will be on our show, Me and Bernie, tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they're doing
Very
a
cool.
show Sunday night in the Bravo Clubhouse, just the husbands.
That's great.
And tomorrow night, just the kids.
So let's all go. We'll do our own show, too. We'll do the radio show.
We should.
That weekend.
Fantastic.
We could possibly do it. I'm going to Europe the next weekend.
Wonderful.
Oh, hey, nice.
It'll be a good – you need a good trip to
I do.
To kind of get set.
Get the –
the warm-up.
Exactly.
Exactly. All right. Sid Rosenberg, what's happening in sports?
When has AC ever been a warm-up? That's kind of funny. The Mets lost last night. They fell behind St. Louis 6-5 in the third. Rough start for Joey Lucchese. And that was the end of the scoring. Now, the Mets did score 5 runs last night. Kevin Pillar hit his second home run of the season. So it wasn't necessarily about offense. But here was Pillar after the loss about the Mets' offense.
Well, I think it's just a matter of getting some consistent at-bats for everyone, playing multiple days in a row without rainouts, without, you know, delays. And guys are just starting to get into a rhythm.
I guess Pillar is talking about what the Mets did after the game, which is fired their two hitting coaches. Veteran Chili Davis and Tom Slater both fired by the Mets after losing 6-5 to St. Louis last night. The Mets fall out of first place. They're 11-12 after 23 games. Yankees fresh up their sweep of the Tigers this weekend. Back at it tonight in the Bronx, hosting Houston. Remember, a lot of bad blood there from a couple of years ago when the Astros cheated, beat the Yankees, and won the World Series. So a lot of trash talking already between the Yankees and Astros before their first pitch later on tonight. Knicks win again, beat Memphis 118-104. Big night for Julius Randle. He put in 28. Derrick Rose, 25. Knicks assured themselves their first winning season since Carmelo's 54-win season 9 years ago. By the way, Carmelo last night, 10th all-time in NBA scoring, went past Elvin Hayes in Portland's loss to Atlanta. Hockey last night, the Rangers will be no postseason. They lost to the Capitals 6-3. They are officially eliminated. Here's Ranger head coach David Quinn after the loss.
We just weren't good enough in key times. We did face up a lot of adversity, but so did a lot of the teams in this league. So that's playing in the National Hockey League. But, we just didn't play well enough for long enough to get in.
Sabres doubled up the Islanders 4-2. The Bruins shut out the Devils 3-0. Tonight, the Devils will host the Bruins, and the Islanders are in Buffalo for the second half of that Sabre matchup. Sports at 15:45. For the WABC Early News, I'm Sid Rosenberg.
5:47, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Joe Nolan.
Well, if you're on the Bell Parkway on the eastbound side of Cross Bay Boulevard, there's an accident. That's being cleared. If you're on the westbound side of the Long Island Expressway, slow traffic now. On the inbound side coming in through the area of Queens Boulevard. Now, again, just brake checks, nothing terrible. Same thing as you come up through Lower Brooklyn, starting to slow a little bit as you come on up towards the area of the Brooklyn Bridge. Remember, there was some flooding there. Now, the Transit Authority still has delays on the F and the R. All the rest of Mass Transit running right on or close to schedule. And alternate side again today is in effect. This report of service of Indeed.com. Whether you hire one person or hire up a storm, you can count on Indeed. Indeed has 135 skill tests to help you find the right candidates faster. Indeed skill tests reduce hiring time by 27% on average. More at Indeed.com/credit. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joe. From your Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, we're going to have some rain showers continuing on throughout the morning with some sunshine, perhaps, in the afternoon. A high of 73. Wednesday, unfortunately, it's my friend's birthday, Cinco de Mayo, and I have to take her out. And it's just going to be lousy all day. We're going to have thunderstorms in the morning, a chance of scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Ugh,
you
a high
go
of
somewhere
71.
That has indoor margaritas.
Yes, of course, but I like to sit outside.
Yeah,
knowing it's springtime. We should be able to enjoy the outdoors. But I guess maybe we should push it off till Thursday, because Thursday looks pretty nice. Sunshine with some clouds, a high of 66. Friday's looking pretty decent, 61 degrees with a mix of sun and clouds again. Currently, it is 52 degrees in Manhattan.
Well, the first ever professional sports mascot endorsement deal is going to the Phoenix Suns Gorilla. The mascot, also known as Go, banked in a deal with Phoenix-based streetwear boutique Guest List yesterday. It gives the mascot rare footwear and apparel known as Gorilla Wear for games. The team says his debut outfit has a total value of more than $88,000, which included Union Jordan 1 sneakers and custom Guest List chains. The Gorilla was inducted into the Mascot Hall of Fame back in 2005.
Now, does the actual person in the gorilla suit get this money?
I don't think so.
Unfortunate for him. Shocking allegations about the torturing of Olympic athletes. The revelations are part of a new book on former Russian and American gymnastics coach Bella Karoly and his wife Martha. The author of this book claims that old police documents dating back to the 1960s show young girls who were athletes, training to be athletes, these gymnasts, were starved, beaten, and mentally tortured. Among the reported victims, Nadia Comaneci, the first gymnast to get a perfect 10 back in 1976. And apparently Karoly was being spied on when he was coaching in his native Romania back in the 60s by the communist secret police, who documented how the young athletes were forced to eat toothpaste, had to drink out of toilets because they were denied food and water. Yeah. The couple defected in 1981, taking charge of Team USA women's gymnastics. They have since been accused of abusing their athletes here in the U.S. Lovely couple.
Ooh, I'll say. One of New York's top restaurants is going completely vegan when it reopens its doors. Oh, yeah.
What is this? Has to be a joke.
11 Madison Park's owner Daniel Hum said the 3-Michelin-star restaurant will not use any animal products starting next month. 11 Madison Park has been closed amidst the coronavirus pandemic. Hum told NPR's How I Built This, the menu change is because the way people eat meat is not sustainable. He said an experience at a restaurant is about more than what's on the plate. He believes the move will deepen people's connection to the city and to the planet.
Well, that's interesting. Will it also deepen our pockets? Because, I think a meal there is like $350 per person.
It is an expensive restaurant.
It's actually was, at least at some point, the number one restaurant in the world, mm-hmm. from what I understood. So good luck with that, I guess. I mean, I guess if the chefs do a great job, then you're going to have a fantastic meal no matter what it is. Elizabeth II, queen, mother, beer brewer. It's true. The 95-year-old monarch has launched her first beer. Oh, we should probably have some royal alert music, Christian. It's made with plants grown on her royal estate, Sandringham in Norfolk, UK. Her Majesty has created two bitters, thank you, using organic spring barley harvested from her gardens, along with crystal clear water drawn from a nearby borehole. The bottle has the name Sandringham on the front and pictures of a pheasant and a hare, and are being sold at the estate's gift shop. According to locals, the area is teeming with wildlife like pheasant, hare, owls, and other species. Mm. Sounds wonderful.
Absolutely. Would not like hare in my beer.
No.
A relative to the tarantula is being formally identified in the Florida Everglades. The Pine Rockland trapdoor spider has only been seen a few times since the 1920s, and only recently has it been identified by a professor from Piedmont University. It's one of 33 new species from Americas to be classified in the genus Umudia, which are trapdoor spiders.
You obviously don't listen to my reports.
What, did you mention trapdoor spider?
Last week I did.
I did.
And
not
I talked about
that.
How disgusting it was, and you even nodded your head. How hideous the spider was, and you were like, nodding. You did it.
I do remember this.
Out,
I missed
right?
It. Sorry.
It's just unbelievable.
First of all, you've done that with me before.
Oh, I do it all the time. Well, you should say something.
You're preparing your. Yeah, I'm preparing what I'm doing next, yeah. And business or something.
Yeah.
And I don't always hear every single animal-related or tarantula-related story.
Multitask, then.
You're right. All right.
When you went to NYU,
you'd
be able to do these things.
Mea culpa.
Sad news from the racing world. Bobby Unser, who won the Indy 500 three times and was the first driver to win the race in three different decades, has passed away. Indianapolis Motor Speedway announced his death on Monday. Bobby was part of the legendary Unser racing dynasty. His older brother Jerry was killed in a crash during practice ahead of the Indy 500 back in the late 50s. His younger brother Al is a four-time winner. Nephew Al Jr. won twice. Bobby Unser is part of the Indy Motor Speedway Hall of Fame, among others. He is survived by his wife Lisa, sons Bobby Jr. and Robbie, and daughters Cindy and Jerry.
Well, sad news from the racing world. Bobby Unser, former Indy 500 champ, has passed away at the age of 87. A beloved three-time Indianapolis 500 winner and one of the only two brothers to win the greatest spectacle in racing, mm-hmm. has died.
Yeah.
All right.
You're not supposed to have any fun on this show. You know.
Sorry,
that.
It won't happen again.
Don't do it.
All right. New York is taking significant steps to return to normal as Governor Cuomo lifts several coronavirus restrictions. New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut are joining together to lift some of the most strenuous restrictions by May 19th, including indoor capacity limits at restaurants and gyms, while also dropping caps at outdoor gatherings. People will still need to maintain 6 feet of distance and wear masks unless, as Juliet alluded to earlier, they're able to show proof of vaccination.
And a new arena floor is going to be added to Rome's iconic Colosseum to give visitors an idea of how the ancient Italian structure looked when gladiators fought there. The project is apparently going to give back the same vision from the stage of the monument that it had in ancient times, according to the Colosseum's director. The floor will serve as a stage for cultural events, and visitors will be allowed to see the monument as it was until the 19th century. The former battleground of gladiators first opened nearly 2,000 years ago in 80 AD. I remember it well. And it had its arena floor removed in the 19th century by architects hoping to get a look at its subterranean passageways.
Mm.
So hopefully I'll be able to see that in the near future.
Absolutely. Yes. That sounds like something. Now, New Jersey is also making headway when it comes to their vaccination efforts. And so far, as it stands now, more than 3 million New Jersey residents are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. That's more than halfway to Governor Phil Murphy's goal of 4.7 million New Jerseyans vaccinated by the end of June. He's saying that roughly 155,000 residents received the shot out of state. Murphy adds more than 7.1 million total doses of the vaccine have been administered.
All right, it is time for traffic and transit on the 7s with Joseph Nolan.
Well, on the Bell Parkway, we continue, Juliet, to have that problem across Bay Boulevard. That accident continues. It is still in the process of being cleared up and out of the way. So as you head that way, just allow a little bit of extra time. There really isn't too much of a delay behind it. Long Island Expressway building up normally as you come on in through Queens Boulevard. Same thing on the Grand Central. Right around the city line, there's a little bit of a brake check. Also in New Jersey, coming inbound now at the Hudson River crossings, are starting to build up a little bit with some traffic. Mass Transit's in good shape, except for the F and the R trains. Delays there and alternate side once again today is going to be in effect. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Saturday Night Live is debuting all first-time guests to finish off its 46th season. Keegan-Michael Kay from the show Key and Peele will host with musical guest Olivia Rodrigo on May 15th. The season finale airs on May 22nd with Anya Taylor-Joy from Netflix's The Queen's Gambit.
Oh, yes.
And musical guest Lil Nas X. This week, as we've been telling you, Elon Musk will host for the first time with SNL veteran Miley Cyrus as the musical guests. And several cast members have gone to social media to vent their disapproval of billionaire Musk as a guest on the show.
Also, really quick, Wednesday is the day we're finally going to hear whether former President Trump will be allowed back onto Facebook. He was banned 4 months ago, you know, after the July 6th insurrection, and the social media giant has turned the issue over to its oversight board, so they are going to be handing in that final decision apparently sometime tomorrow. He's still banned on Twitter. I don't know if that's going to be changed anytime soon.
Is he joining that Mike Lindell social network anytime soon? Did we hear anything about that?
I haven't heard about that. No, yeah. I don't know.
We got to get Mike Lindell on the radio soon to get an update about what's happening with that, because it seems like it was came out with a splash. But then you didn't hear a lot after that. So hopefully we'll bring you an update on that. All right. Coming up next hour, Sid will tell you what you can expect from the Mets and Yankees today. And the Knicks apparently keep on winning. He'll also give us a preview of the Bernie and Sid show. I have an update in terms of what's happening in the business world. And Deb Valentine has all the latest local news headlines and updates. But first, our friends at Fox News Radio have the latest on what happened in Mexico. Very, very sad awful incident involving this overpass collapse and all the latest stories that are happening around the country and around the world.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Thank you. Welcome back, everybody. It is 53 degrees in Manhattan. We're going up to 72 and maybe some partial clearing this afternoon, which would be nice. I'm Juliet Huddy along with Frank Morano. Coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update, will Americans be allowed to travel to the United Kingdom? I will tell you when we're going to find out. But first, let's get back to some headlines.
Well, today is a big day, Juliet, at least a big day for my people, because today is May 4th. And may the force be with you this May 4th. Yes. Today, people around the world will celebrate Star Wars Day. The unofficial holiday honoring Jedis, droids, and the Force doesn't get its roots from a galaxy far, far away. Instead, it dates back to 1979 in Britain when Margaret Thatcher was named Britain's first female prime minister. To celebrate her victory, her party took out an ad in the London Evening News saying, "May the 4th be with you, Maggie. Congratulations." The catchy pun has since been the unofficial greeting for Star Wars fans all over the world on the holiday.
Well, speaking of Maggie and the UK, a coalition of U.S. and Euro travel industry groups are calling for a full reopening of the U.S.-UK air travel market ASAP. The coalition represents travel agents, tour companies, airlines, unions, and other organizations. And according to an open letter sent to the leaders of both the U.S. and the U.K., their feeling is early June is the perfect time for a joint announcement between President Biden and Prime Minister Boris Johnson for the full reopening of the U.S.-UK travel corridor. Meantime, EU officials on Monday recommended easing COVID travel restrictions in June to let more foreign tourists into the 27 member countries. One key issue, as I mentioned yesterday, there isn't a cohesive document that shows that we've been fully vaccinated, not one that's acceptable to the EU and other foreign governments, at least. Will this throw a wrench into your summer plans? Perhaps. But as I said in your Jet Set Juliet travel update myriad times, you guys have to do your research. You have to know exactly what documents are needed, no matter where you're traveling, how you're getting there, what you're going to do once you're there. You can check out the Jet Set Juliet podcast of my 7 tips for international travel during the pandemic on our website, WABCRadio.com. Just WABCRadio.com. Just click the podcast little mark up on the top. Go to Early News with Juliet and Frank, Friday, April 30th.
Well, this might inure to your benefit if you are a New Jerseyan and you have not yet been vaccinated, because New Jersey is launching a shot and a beer program. Any New Jersey resident who gets their first vaccine dose this month and takes their vaccination card to a participating brewery will get a free beer. Governor Phil Murphy hopes this will encourage people 21 and older to get vaccinated. Some of the breweries taking part are located in Toms River, Little Ferry, South Orange, Neptune, and Ocean Township, just to name a few.
Well, and I heard your conversation earlier about this on the awesome Other Side of Midnight.
Thank you.
And somebody called in and said you can't have alcohol when you go and get your vaccine, otherwise it's not going to work. That's not really accurate. You're not supposed to have a lot of alcohol.
Right.
That was what the
That's what you would said. Now, what's a lot of alcohol? Like, I got vaccinated my second dose last Thursday, and then I think I had 4 drinks that afternoon. I don't think that's a lot of alcohol.
Well, some might disagree with you, but I think you're going to be fine.
I think
it's just a warning. You know, you just have to be careful. It is one of the most amazing resorts that I've ever been to, and I really mean that. But now the Trump Turnberry Resort in Scotland is at the center of a brewing scandal. Speaking of brews, officials say the Trump Organization's Scottish Golf Resorts took more than $800,000 from UK taxpayers to protect jobs during COVID, but fired scores of workers anyway. Union bosses accused Trump of, quote, hoovering up public money while cutting staff. And they say the former president made a, quote, mockery of the program designed to help local workers. When Trump bought the properties, he insisted that they would deliver major tax revenue. But according to records, the Trump Organization hasn't paid a single penny in taxes, thanks to constantly reported losses on these properties. Union officials and others are calling on the government to investigate.
Somebody that is also not known for his love of paying taxes is the man responsible for traffic and transit on the sevens every 10
God,
minutes.
God, he's really a lousy dude, this
Don't
Joe
even
Nolan.
Kid about that. That's not fun. I pay more taxes than don't even start.
I'm gonna wrap him on the knuckles for saying that.
Yeah, please do, Juliet.
I like the way you react so much to this. It's like the salient reaction here, the visceral reaction. But yet you haven't really had that much of a problem with the pedophilia comments,
See,
the
you keep
divorce,
up the pedophilia,
cheating on your wife comments. Oh
no, no,
God.
That didn't happen either. The divorce thing, there's not much I can say about. But the other ones. Is... Eastbound on the Belt Parkway across Bay Boulevard, an accident that's being cleared. On the Long Island Expressway, as you come westbound now at Bagatelle Road, that earlier accident is out of the way. Transit Authority delays on the F and the R and alternate side of the street. Parking rules and regulations are in effect. Plus, I live in New Jersey. Enough with the taxes. With traffic on the 7, I'm Joe Dolan on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Well, Frank will be talking about plant-based foods in his business report, he tells me, within literally one millisecond after Joe was finished with his update. And in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40, lovers of the great outdoors should head to this western town for drop-dead scenery and drop-dead deals.
Attention Social Security and SSI recipients. If you did not receive an economic impact payment for your eligible spouse or dependents, you may need to file a 2020 tax return with the IRS and claim the recovery rebate credit. Go to ssa.gov/EIP to see if you need to file a tax return and if eligible for other refundable tax credits, like the child tax credit. That's ssa.gov/EIP. Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, I'm attorney John D'Agostino. If you've been injured, you need a lawyer who knows what you're going through. I understand how one accident can turn your whole world upside down. I've been there. I'm a local guy. I grew up on these streets and worked all through law school. After school, I built my practice one client at a time. It didn't matter where they lived. It didn't matter how big or small the case was. I was there to make sure someone paid. Why? Because I've been there. I now run D'Agostino & Associates, a personal injury law firm I built right here in New York and New Jersey. For over 30 years, D'Agostino & Associates has been helping accident victims get every dollar they deserve. We've recovered millions of dollars for people just like you. Call now, 888-24-LAW-24. D'Agostino & Associates, a personal injury law firm that offers free consultation. And if you can't make it to us, we're going to come to you. I've been there. Call now, 888-24-LAW-24. 888-24-LAW-24. D'Agostino Law, fight back.
This is the WABC Early News.
The opening bell rings this morning after stocks started off the week mostly higher. Both the Dow and the S&P 500 were up a bit. Meanwhile, declines in some growth stocks pressured the NASDAQ downward. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones rose 238 points. The S&P 500 gained 11 points. And the NASDAQ lost 67 points. Looking ahead on today's calendar, we'll get a look at the U.S. trade deficit for March at 8:30 this morning. And that's followed by factory orders for the month of March at 10 o'clock this morning. And the meatless business continues to grow. Tyson Foods is unveiling several new plant-based products that are now available at your local grocery store. The company launched three new plant-based protein foods yesterday, which includes burger patties, bratwurst, and Italian and ground sausages. The products are soy-free and made from pea protein, and each are priced between about $5 and $8 per package. Julia.
Thank you, Frank. It is time now for your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. Follow me on Twitter at Juliet Huddy TV for lots of detailed information. Now, let's start with the UK. Their green list is expected to be revealed on Friday. And so a lot of folks are going to be wondering whether or not we're going to be able to travel over to the UK. You will be able to find that out likely on Friday. Meantime, as Frank has told you, jobless claims are going down. America's overall outlook is positive. So why not celebrate with a little vacation? Here are the cheapest places to travel in 2021 for each month of the year, according to Kayak. The prices are based on round-trip airfares for 2021 compared with last year. And each destination sees a high level of search activity on the Kayak search engine. If your idea of a great trip is skiing, or even if it's just sitting in a ski chalet, sipping hot toddies, that would be me, head to Telluride, Colorado in January. According to Kayak, a post-Christmas season dip plus a dip in temperatures equals a major dip in airfare by up to 49%, as a matter of fact. As soon as I could possibly get down to Miami, I would. I was down in Miami. I grew up there as a kid. I rarely remember wearing a jacket, much less a sweater, no matter what time of the year. The water temperature averages 73, but if that's a little too chilly, book a hotel in February in Miami with a hot tub. February in Miami sees gorgeous temperatures, lots of sunshine, and 52% dips in prices. It's perfect for the traveler interested in sightseeing and dining outdoors without having to pop inside for a cooling blast of AC like you have to do most of the rest of the year. March is spring break time, and pretty much anywhere you go, you're going to be seeing kids from toddlers to college co-eds. But that actually helps bring down the prices, especially in places like Cozumel, Mexico. March is the perfect time to go to Cozumel because it's A, not hurricane season yet, B, still a balmy 82 degrees on average, and C, not as humid. Prices fall around 32% around March, and if the idea of being surrounded by screaming children and beer-bonging college kids isn't your idea of fun, just book an adults-only resort. Mexico seems to be a major hotspot for U.S. travelers, obviously, and when we hit April, it's all about Cancun. According to Kayak, the Mexican hotspot is very high on the list for 2021, not just in April, but also in July, November, and December. And whether it's a hotel, an all-inclusive, Airbnb, couples-only, or adults-only property, Cancun is loaded with accommodation options all year round, and that helps bring costs down compared to other international destinations. This is for the couple that love sitting under a palapa, drinking margaritas all day, dancing and drinking Coronas all night. If you are more of a great outdoors type, head to Jackson, Wyoming in May. Now, I've never been, but Kayak's search engine blows up for this nature lover's paradise, and it's especially cheap in May, just before summer vacation kicks in. You're likely to see fewer kids, but a ton of wildlife, and because the spring brings everything into bloom, it'll be Wildflowers Galore, a perfect spot for the boho couple that likes to mix beauty with a little adventure.
What is a boho couple?
Bohemian. Oh. You know, kind of granola, outdoorsy.
Is that
hikey people?
Did you coin that term, or is that?
No, existing? Boho is a thing. They, you know, boho chic.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but it's very. What was that?
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that.
No, I learned.
See,
something.
You learned bohemian. Something.
Yeah.
This is why people tune into the WNBA.
Exactly. So I'm not going to have enough time to get through the rest of the year, but we will. No. We will. Finish the rest of this Jet Set Juliet travel update tomorrow, and I'll give you the rest of the year. But we are going to be watching very carefully about what happens in the UK, because that announcement again is happening on Friday, and that could give us an idea as to whether or not we're going to be allowed into the European Union as well.
Well,
I think we will be.
We had to postpone Gabby's inaugural trip as a 21-year-old to Atlantic City,
right,
because of her COVID quarantine. But we may have to reschedule it for the weekend of June 13th, because rumor has it that Hollywood Sid Rosenberg is going to be emceeing a big event out there.
Is this happening?
Oh, the event is happening. You may remember Mike Martucci, who is a local guy. He does Sinatra great, like Joe Piscopo. Mm-hmm. He hit the road with Steve Sciarippa and Michael Imperioli. Did a Sopranos tour the last couple of years. They traveled everywhere. Now they're doing the Real House Husbands of New Jersey, Frank Catania, Joe Gorga, and Joe Beningo. And again, Martucci's going to do Sinatra. All the girls will be there, too. They kick it off in Atlantic City. They'll do one show at the Hard Rock, one at the Borgata, and they'll take that on the road as well. So it's going
to
happen.
I have to tell you, John, my husband, who watches these shows as well, said they need their own show.
The husbands,
Real Housewives of New Jersey husbands.
Yes.
Not the any of the other husbands.
No,
the New Jersey husbands.
That's the show in Atlantic City, the husband
they
and husbands.
They are hilarious.
Yeah. They're great.
In fact,
Dolores' ex-husband, Frank Catania, will be on our show, Me and Bernie, tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they're doing show Sunday night in the Bravo Clubhouse, just the husbands.
That's great.
And tomorrow night, just the kids.
So let's all go. We'll do our own show, too. We'll do the radio show.
We should.
That weekend. It'll
be fantastic.
We could possibly do it. I'm going to Europe the next weekend.
Wonderful.
Ooh, ain't
it'll be a good. You need a good trip to,
I do,
to kind of get set.
Get the
the warm-up.
Exactly.
Exactly. All right, Sid Rosenberg, what's happening in sports?
When has AC ever been a warm-up? That's kind of funny. The Mets lost last night. They fell behind St. Louis 6-5 in the third. Rough start for Joey Lucchese. And that was the end of the scoring. Now, the Mets did score 5 runs last night. Kevin Pillar hit his second home run of the season. So it wasn't necessarily about offense. But here was Pillar after the loss about the Mets' offense.
I think it's just a matter of getting some consistent at-bats for everyone, playing multiple days in a row without rainouts, without, you know, delays. And guys are just starting to get into a rhythm.
I guess Pillar is talking about what the Mets did after the game, which is fired their two hitting coaches. Veteran Chili Davis and Tom Slater both fired by the Mets after losing 6-5 to St. Louis last night. The Mets fall out of first place. They're 11-12 after 23 games. Yankees fresh up their sweep of the Tigers this weekend. Back at it tonight in the Bronx, hosting Houston. Remember, a lot of bad blood there from a couple of years ago when the Astros cheated, beat the Yankees, and won the World Series. So a lot of trash talking already between the Yankees and Astros before their first pitch later on tonight. Knicks win again, beat Memphis, 118-104. Big night for Julius Randle. He put in 28, Derrick Rose 25. Knicks assured themselves their first winning season since Carmelo's 54-win season 9 years ago. By the way, Carmelo last night, 10th all-time in NBA scoring, went past Elvin Hayes in Portland's loss to Atlanta. Hockey last night, the Rangers will be no postseason. They lost to the Capitals 6-3. They are officially eliminated. Here's Ranger head coach David Quinn after the loss.
We just weren't good enough in key times. We did face up a lot of adversity, but so did a lot of the teams in this league. So that's playing in the National Hockey League. But, we just didn't play well enough for long enough to get in.
Sabres doubled up the Islanders 4-2. The Bruins shut out the Devils 3-0. Tonight, the Devils will host the Bruins, and the Islanders are in Buffalo for the second half of that Sabre matchup. Sports at 15:45. For the WABC Early News, I'm Sid Rosenberg.
5:47, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Joe Nolan.
Well, if you're on the Bell Parkway on the eastbound side of Cross Bay Boulevard, there's an accident. That's being cleared. If you're on the westbound side of the Long Island Expressway, slow traffic now. On the inbound side coming in through the area of Queens Boulevard. Now, again, just brake checks, nothing terrible. Same thing as you come up through Lower Brooklyn, starting to slow a little bit as you come on up towards the area of the Brooklyn Bridge. Remember, there was some flooding there. Now, the Transit Authority still has delays on the F and the R. All the rest of Mass Transit running right on or close to schedule. And alternate side again today is in effect. This report of service of Indeed.com. Whether you hire one person or hire up a storm, you can count on Indeed. Indeed has 135 skill tests to help you find the right candidates faster. Indeed skill tests reduce hiring time by 27% on average. More at Indeed.com/credit. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joe. From your Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, we're going to have some rain showers continuing on throughout the morning with some sunshine, perhaps, in the afternoon. A high of 73. Wednesday, unfortunately, it's my friend's birthday. She's Cinco de Mayo, and I have to take her out. And it's just going to be lousy all day. We're going to have thunderstorms in the morning, a chance of scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Ugh,
you
a high
go
of
somewhere
71.
That has indoor margaritas.
Yes, of course, but I like to sit outside,
yeah,
you know,
and
it's springtime. We should be able to enjoy the outdoors. But I guess maybe we should push it off till Thursday because Thursday looks pretty nice. Sunshine with some clouds, a high of 66. Friday's looking pretty decent, 61 degrees with a mix of sun and clouds again. Currently, it is 52 degrees in Manhattan.
Well, the first ever professional sports mascot endorsement deal is going to the Phoenix Suns Gorilla. The mascot, also known as Go, banked in a deal with Phoenix-based streetwear boutique Guest List yesterday. It gives the mascot rare footwear and apparel known as Gorilla Wear for games. The team says his debut outfit has a total value of more than $88,000, which included Union Jordan 1 sneakers and custom Guest List chains. The Gorilla was inducted into the Mascot Hall of Fame back in 2005.
Now, does the actual person in the Gorilla suit get this money?
I don't think so.
Unfortunate for him. Shocking allegations about the torturing of Olympic athletes. The revelations are part of a new book on former Russian and American gymnastics coach Bella Karoly and his wife Martha. The author of this book claims that old police documents dating back to the 1960s show young girls who were athletes, training to be athletes, these gymnasts, were starved, beaten, and mentally tortured. Among the reported victims, Nadia Comaneci, the first gymnast to get a perfect 10 back in 1976. And apparently Karoly was being spied on when he was coaching in his native Romania back in the 60s by the communist secret police, who documented how the young athletes were forced to eat toothpaste, had to drink out of toilets because they were denied food and water. Yeah. The couple defected in 1981, taking charge of Team USA women's gymnastics. They have since been accused of abusing their athletes here in the U.S. Lovely couple.
Ooh, I'll say. One of New York's top restaurants is going completely vegan when it reopens its doors. Oh, yeah.
What is this? Has to be a joke.
11 Madison Parks owner Daniel Hum said the 3 Michelin star restaurant will not use any animal products starting next month. 11 Madison Park has been closed amidst the coronavirus pandemic. Hum told NPR's How I Built This. The menu change is because the way people eat meat is not sustainable. He said an experience at a restaurant is about more than what's on the plate. He believes the move will deepen people's connection to the city and to the planet.
Well, that's interesting. Will it also deepen our pockets? Because I think a meal there is like $350 per person.
It is an expensive restaurant.
It's actually was, at least at some point, the number one restaurant in the world, from what I understood. So good luck with that, I guess. I mean, I guess if the chefs do a great job, then you're going to have a fantastic meal no matter what it is. Elizabeth II, queen, mother, beer brewer. It's true. The 95-year-old monarch has launched her first beer. Oh, we should probably have some royal alert music, Christian. It's made with plants grown on her royal estate, Sandringham in Norfolk, UK. Her Majesty has created 2 bitters, thank you, using organic spring barley harvested from her gardens, along with crystal clear water drawn from a nearby borehole. The bottle has the name Sandringham on the front and pictures of a pheasant and a hare, and are being sold at the estate's gift shop. According to locals, the area is teeming with wildlife like pheasant, hare, owls, and other species.
Mm.
Sounds wonderful.
Absolutely. Would not like hair in my beer.
No.
A relative to the tarantula is being formally identified in the Florida Everglades. The Pine Rockland trapdoor spider has only been seen a few times since the 1920s, and only recently has it been identified by a professor from Piedmont University. It's one of 33 new species from Americas to be classified in the genus Umudia, which are trapdoor spiders.
You obviously don't listen to my reports.
What, did you mention trapdoor spiders?
Last week I did.
I did.
And I talked about how disgusting it was, and you even nodded your head. How hideous the spider was, and you were like, nodding. You did it.
I do remember this.
Right?
Sorry.
It's just unbelievable.
First of all, you've done that with me before.
Oh, I do it all the time. Well, you should say something.
You're preparing your. Yeah, I'm preparing what I'm doing next. Yeah. And business or something.
Yeah.
And I don't always hear every single animal related or tarantula related story.
Multitask then.
You're right. All right.
When you went to NYU, you'd be able to do these things.
Mea culpa.
Sad news from the racing world. Bobby Unser, who won the Indy 500 three times and was the first driver to win the race in three different decades, has passed away. Indianapolis Motor Speedway announced his death on Monday. Bobby was part of the legendary Unser racing dynasty. His older brother Jerry was killed in a crash during practice ahead of the Indy 500 back in the late 50s. His younger brother Al is a four-time winner. Nephew Al Jr. won twice. Bobby Unser is part of the Indy Motor Speedway Hall of Fame, among others. He is survived by his wife Lisa, sons Bobby Jr. and Robbie, and daughters Cindy and Jerry.
Well, sad news from the racing world. Bobby Unser, former Indy 500 champ, has passed away at the age of 87. A beloved three-time Indianapolis 500 winner and one of the only two brothers to win the greatest spectacle in racing has died.
Yeah.
All right.
You're not supposed to have any fun on this show. You know.
Sorry,
that.
It won't happen again.
Don't do it.
All right. New York is taking significant steps to return to normal as Governor Cuomo lifts several coronavirus restrictions. New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut are joining together to lift some of the most strenuous restrictions by May 19th, including indoor capacity limits at restaurants and gyms, while also dropping caps at outdoor gatherings. People will still need to maintain 6 feet of distance and wear masks unless, as Juliet alluded to earlier, they're able to show proof of vaccination.
And a new arena floor is going to be added to Rome's iconic Colosseum to give visitors an idea of how the ancient Italian structure looked when gladiators fought there. The project is apparently going to give back the same vision from the stage of the monument that it had in ancient times, according to the Colosseum's director. The floor will serve as a stage for cultural events, and visitors will be allowed to see the monument as it was until the 19th century. The former battleground of gladiators first opened nearly 2,000 years ago in 80 AD. I remember it well. And it had its arena floor removed in the 19th century by architects hoping to get a look at its subterranean passageways.
Mm.
So hopefully I'll be able to see that in the near future.
Absolutely. Yes. That sounds like something. Now, New Jersey is also making headway when it comes to their vaccination efforts. And so far, as it stands now, more than 3 million New Jersey residents are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. That's more than halfway to Governor Phil Murphy's goal of 4.7 million New Jerseyans vaccinated by the end of June. He's saying that roughly 155,000 residents received the shot out of state. Murphy adds more than 7.1 million total doses of the vaccine have been administered.
All right, it is time for traffic and transit on the sevens with Joseph Nolan.
Well, on the Bell Parkway, we continue, Juliet, to have that problem across Bay Boulevard. That accident continues. It is still in the process of being cleared up and out of the way. So as you head that way, just allow a little bit of extra time. There really isn't too much of a delay behind it. Long Island Expressway building up normally as you come on in through Queens Boulevard. Same thing on the Grand Central. Right around the city line, there's a little bit of a brake check. Also in New Jersey, coming inbound now at the Hudson River crossings, we're starting to build up a little bit with some traffic. Mass Transit's in good shape, except for the F and the R trains. Delays there at alternate side. Once again, today is going to be in effect with traffic on the sevens. I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Saturday Night Live is debuting all first-time guests to finish off its 46th season. Keegan-Michael Kay from the show Key and Peele will host with musical guest Olivia Rodrigo on May 15th. The season finale airs on May 22nd with Anya Taylor-Joy from Netflix's The Queen's Gambit.
Oh, yes.
And musical guest Lil Nas X. This week, as we've been telling you, Elon Musk will host for the first time with SNL veteran Miley Cyrus as the musical guests. And several cast members have gone to social media to vent their disapproval of billionaire Musk as a guest on the show.
Also, really quick, Wednesday is the day we're finally going to hear whether former President Trump will be allowed back onto Facebook. He was banned 4 months ago, you know, after the July 6th insurrection. And the social media giant has turned the issue over to its oversight board. So they are going to be handing in that final decision apparently sometime tomorrow. He's still banned on Twitter. I don't know if that's going to be changed anytime soon.
Is he joining that Mike Lindell social network anytime soon? Did we hear anything about that?
I haven't heard about that. No, yeah. I don't know.
We got to get Mike Lindell on the radio soon to get an update about what's happening with that. Because it seems like it was came out with a splash, but then you didn't hear a lot after that. So hopefully we'll bring you an update on that. All right. Coming up next hour, Sid will tell you what you can expect from the Mets and Yankees today. And the Knicks apparently keep on winning. He'll also give us a preview of the Bernie and Sid show. I have an update in terms of what's happening in the business world. And Deb Valentine has all the latest local news headlines and updates. But first, our friends at Fox News Radio have the latest on what happened in Mexico. Very, very sad incident involving this overpass collapse and all the latest stories that are happening around the country and around the world.
Radio for New York and all of America. 1071 WLIR-FM, Hampton Bays, and WABC.
At least 23 dead in Mexico City. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. An elevated section of subway tracks on an overpass collapsed onto a road. At least 65 people are hospitalized, the mayor says, including a man who'd been trapped underneath the rubble. Search for anyone trapped in a dangling subway car was suspended until it could be secure. They're using a crane to hold it up. FBI agents shoot an armed man outside CIA headquarters in Virginia.
The Bureau says that person was involved in a security incident earlier in the day and had been stopped by armed guards just outside the perimeter. But hours later, he returned, emerging from his vehicle with a weapon. He was engaged by law enforcement officers who opened fire and wounded him. That man taken to a hospital. They're not saying how bad the injuries are, and they haven't identified him.
Fox's Joe Mato. It's believed the man is mentally disturbed. We're told he's tried to get into CIA headquarters before. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in London with counterparts from other nations in the G7 Organization of Nations. Fox's Ryan Chilcote reports.
They will focus on China and the contentious issues and how to counter Chinese actions around the globe. The key, I think, for the Secretary of State here is to make sure that the other G7 countries act along with the United States as a family, because some of the G7 countries have a closer relationship with China than the United States is comfortable with.
Secretary of State Blinken meets one-on-one today with the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, the European Union's Foreign Affairs Representative, and the foreign ministers of France and Germany. President Biden and the First Lady got a look at some fifth grade science projects in Virginia, asking kids at Yorktown Elementary, back at school now 4 days a week, how they liked remote learning because of the coronavirus pandemic. Most didn't. Some said it was okay.
Sometimes learning speed was like paying attention to something else. You could eat.
Like, if we were, like, really tired, then we could, you know, take a little nap.
Yeah. Another said, if you don't know the answer to a question, you can just pretend your mic doesn't work. America's listening to Fox News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-885-9797. 800-885-9797. 800-885-9797.
From the RSCSolutions.com news desk, I'm Deborah Valentine. Now, what's trending on 77 WABC and WABCRadio.com?
This is a major reopening of economic and social activity, right? And it's coordinated regionally, which is smart.
May 19th, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut reopening with capacity limits. Social distancing will remain. A plan is also being devised to increase stadium capacity of individuals who've been vaccinated or tested negative for COVID-19.
The Mets, this is the Yankees, goes to 33%. We're still working with New York, New Jersey, Connecticut on a joint protocol that would allow us to go higher with a testing or vaccinated caveat.
Cuomo also announced the New York City subway system will resume 24/7 operations. That happens on May 17th. 5 years in prison, 2 years probation for former NYPD officer Joseph Recca. He pleaded guilty to manslaughter and other charges for selling a fatal dose of fentanyl, which resulted in the death of a young Long Island man. There's been another violent hammer attack. It happened in Midtown. The NYPD's hate crimes task force is investigating.
The victim says it was a random attack that happened along West 42nd Street between 9th and 10th Avenue Sunday night.
I live here like 2 years. I never faced this kind of thing.
She was walking with a friend when a woman allegedly told her to take off a mask. That's when she hit her in the head with a hammer. The victim is recovering and says she plans to always carry pepper spray going forward. I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
President Joe Biden tapped to deliver the keynote address during this month's graduation ceremonies at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy in New London, Connecticut. That's scheduled for May 19th. From the RSCSolutions.com news desk, I'm Deborah Valentine.
The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano.
I'm Juliet Huddy. And guess who's back? The Gabster is here. Yay!
Yes.
Little Gabby's here. And Christian is at the controls as well. Dev is following all the breaking news. Sid will be up with sports at 6:15. And I think people are going to be talking about Bill and Melinda Gates getting divorced. I always thought that they were a very strong couple. They just had that sort of, I don't know, they presented themselves well, I guess.
Well, Marlena Shivo had a theory as to why they ended up breaking up. And that was because Melinda had acquired nerd immunity.
Very funny. I do love Marlena Shivo. So they're going to be talking about that. I have a feeling you'll also be talking about what is happening in the skies above that could come down on us.
Ooh.
Here. Does not sound fun. It's actually kind of disturbing, to be quite honest with you.
My goodness.
Yes. And good news, potentially, for those hoping to travel to the UK this summer. We will find out on Friday.
Well, speaking of disturbing, Joe Nolan has some very disturbing news on the traffic and transit front on the sevens, as he does every 10 minutes. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Julia. Southbound on the drive at 125th Street now. Collision one lane out. You're backed up into the 130s and 140s, so just look for delays there. It probably won't be too long. Eastbound on the Veldt Parkway across Bay Boulevard. That earlier accident now is out of the way, so everything is moving very well as you get through there. In Garden City, Franklin Avenue at 6th Street. That would be, like I said, in Garden City. Apparently, it's closed in both directions. This because of an accident investigation. Transit Authority delays on the R trains and alternate side again today is in effect with traffic on the 7s. I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joe, from your Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. It was very, very difficult getting around overnight. And it looks like the rain showers will continue this morning with some sunshine later on in the afternoon hours. That'll be nice. We're getting up to 73 degrees. Tomorrow, we're only going to be at 71 degrees, and it looks like it's going to be a wash. Thunderstorms likely in the morning, and then scattered thunderstorms throughout the afternoon. Again, only a high of 71. Then we drop down on Thursday to 66 degrees, although we will have some sunshine and clouds mixing together. And on Friday, just as we start the weekend, some partly cloudy skies during the morning hours and some overcast skies throughout the afternoon, although it does look like the sun will peek out in certain places. 61 degrees. Currently, right now, it's 52 degrees in Manhattan.
It looks like an Oscar winner is trying again to make a love connection online. Ben Affleck is reportedly back on the dating app Raya. He allegedly matched with a social media influencer who admits she thought it was fake and unmatched him. That's when she claims the 48-year-old actor sent her an Instagram video message asking why. She posted it on TikTok yesterday. Affleck hasn't commented yet, but he has been spotted with his former fiancée, Jennifer Lopez, over the past week after her split from baseball star Alex Rodriguez.
Now, they were seen together, J-Lo and Ben Affleck. They were seen together at that vaccination concert thing, right? Were they spotted anywhere else?
I believe they were spotted in one other place.
That's a good way to get back at A-Rod.
Absolutely.
That cad.
Why is he a cad?
A-Rod? Because he's a cheater.
Well, certainly.
He's a cheating cad.
He has
cad.
Been known to use performance-enhancing drugs in baseball, so that would probably
too.
Be an indicia of his behavior outside of the baseball diamond.
Ooh, an indicia. Look at you. The Gates divorce, Bill and Melinda Gates divorcing after 27 years, will go down as one of the most lucrative in the world for both. See, I like to look at things positively.
Yes.
Optimistically. In fact, it is the largest division of assets since Jeff Bezos and his wife split back in 2019. The Gates are worth roughly $130 billion together. They have homes in five states, a fleet of cars, naturally, an art collection that includes the $30 million Da Vinci Codex, and of course, a hangar full of private jets. They also have the most farmland in the U.S. with 242,000 acres across 18 different states that they need to divide up. 242,000 acres, though, I don't know. That doesn't seem like a lot to me as having the most farmland in the country.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a lot of perspective.
Yeah, but. I don't know. Seems like that's a small amount.
It's not a small amount.
Well, I mean, for having the most in the country.
Fair. Okay.
Right?
Well, it's fair. All right. Well, theaters on Broadway are not yet ready to welcome back live audiences, despite New York's latest round of COVID restriction rollbacks. Governor Cuomo says the state is talking to Broadway, but it has its own schedule to open by fall. He says from a capacity standpoint, theaters can all reopen by May 19th.
Keep an eye out above. This is not fun. This is not fun. A Chinese rocket went out of control. It's apparently hurtling toward Earth and possibly straight for Madrid, Beijing, or New York. Experts say most of it will burn up, but there is a real chance the chunks of it won't and could fall on populated areas near us and as far south as Chile or New Zealand.
Mm.
Isn't that nice?
That is not nice.
No, I know. It's a little concerning.
New York State is extending its moratorium. State lawmakers agreed on a bill yesterday to continue protecting tenants who are impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic from getting evicted. The moratorium is now in place until August 31st. Some landlords have taken issue with the measure, which was put in place several months ago, claiming some tenants can pay their rent and are still choosing not to.
Good times in the sky. Again, I mean, we're looking for things crashing down on us from the Chinese rockets, and apparently we're looking for people to lift our skirts up. I'll explain. As if flight attendants don't have enough to deal with these days at 30,000 feet, a woman has been arrested after repeatedly punching a female flight attendant. This happened on an American Airlines flight from Miami to New York City on Sunday. Apparently, this 28-year-old passenger was unhappy because the crew took too long to pick up her garbage from her tray. An off-duty officer just happened to be on the flight and was able to restrain her, but not before she got up into the crew area. She got into some sort of like fisticuffs, basically, with one of the flight attendants, and then she tried to pull up the flight attendant's skirt over her head. Yeah, but they were finally able to get her all calmed down, thankfully, because there was, again, a police officer on board.
The New Jersey Department of Transportation is making efforts to beautify 2,300 miles of state highways. To do this, the New Jersey Department of Transportation is resuming its inmate litter and adopt-a-highway programs to work in tandem with the agency's road crews. The initiatives were put on hold last year amidst the pandemic. The agency started the efforts last month, focusing on getting rid of graffiti and cleaning up litter.
You know, I have to say, when they do this and then they put all of the trash in the bags on the side of the road, they have to pick them up at some point, because if they don't, within a day or so, the bags start to pop open and animals get to them, and then it's all the trash is all over again, the place again.
Well, but I don't understand. Don't they always throw them out once they pick them up?
No, at least not on the Northern State Parkway.
Interesting. This is a story. Investigative journalism.
It's a story
that we're seeing here.
I know. A coalition of U.S. and Euro travel industry groups are calling for a full reopening of the U.S.-UK air travel market ASAP. The coalition represents travel agents, tour companies, airlines, unions, and other organizations. And according to an open letter sent to the leaders of both the U.S. and the U.K., the feeling is early June is the perfect time for a joint announcement between President Biden and Prime Minister Boris Johnson of the full reopening of a U.S.-UK travel corridor. But we're hearing it's going to be happening coming from the UK side on Friday. Meantime, EU officials on Monday recommended easing COVID travel restrictions in June to let more foreign tourists into the 27 member countries. Let's hope that happens.
Well, today is the final day for Benjamin Netanyahu to form a government in Israel. This means that we could see the anti-Netanyahu forces plot to form a coalition opposing him as prime minister and installing someone new, or it could mean that Israel will once again be having a new series of elections. Netanyahu is currently on trial for corruption, and it remains to be seen if any of the opposition parties have enough seats in the Knesset to oust him.
Not on trial for corruption is Sid.
Not knock yet. On wood.
Not yet.
Sid.
You know, you ever sit about now, before 6 o'clock, and look outside, and you see this consistent stream of traffic. For months and months, we sat here. We'd be lucky to see a car.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
It's just, it's unbelievable how things are changing. Thank God.
Yeah, we actually have traffic jams now.
I know.
Yay.
Let's get to the sports from last night. We'll start with the Mets. The Mets coming off their good weekend against Phillies. It didn't go well last night for the Mets. They lost 6-5 to St. Louis. Starter Joey Lucchese lasted less than three innings, gave up six earned runs. This game was 6-5 in the third. No more scoring the rest of the way, so the Mets did lose 6-5. Here was Mets starter, the loser, Joey Lucchese, after the loss.
It's a little different for me. Usually, once the season starts, you get that fifth day start, and I'm just trying my best to adapt to it, but I don't want to give any excuses. I'm here to play ball, so it is what it is, man.
Despite scoring five runs, the Mets fired both of their hitting coaches after the game last night. Veteran Chili Davis and Tom Slater both fired by the Mets. Mets are now 11-12. They resume their series in St. Louis against the Cardinals later on tonight. Yankees enjoyed the day off yesterday after sweeping Detroit over the weekend. They're back at it tonight in the Bronx hosting Houston. A lot of bad blood there, folks. Remember, Yankees still think the Astros cheated, and they did a couple of years ago when they won the World Series. They beat the Yankees along the way, so lots of trash talking in the local papers today between the Yanks and the Astros. That game starts at 7:05 tonight. The Knickerbockers continue to shock the world. Blew out Memphis last night, 118-104, 28 from Julius Randle, 25 from Derrick Rose. The Knicks have now ensured their first winning season since Carmelo's 54-win season 9 years ago. By the way, talking about Carmelo Anthony, he last night on the Portland Trailblazers in their loss to Atlanta passed Elvin Hayes as the 10th all-time leading scorer in NBA history. Hockey last night, the Rangers lose to Washington 6-3. The Blue Shirts officially eliminated from the postseason. Here's Ranger David Quinn, the coach, on the disappointing news.
We just weren't good enough in key times. We did face up a lot of adversity, but so did a lot of other teams in this league. So that's playing in the National Hockey League. But, we just didn't play well enough for long enough to get in.
Sabres doubled up the Islanders 4-2. Those two meet again tonight in Buffalo, and the Devils were shut out 3-0 by Boston. Those two meet up again tonight in New Jersey. Sports at 15:45 for the WABC Early News. I'm Sid.
6:17 with traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Joe.
Well, if you're on the outbound Grand Central Parkway right around the LIE, there's some flooding. And then on the inbound side, quite a bit of traffic as you start to come in through LaGuardia Airport. In fact, you guys were talking about how there's traffic out there again, and there really is. It's much, much, much more busy than it used to be over the last couple of weeks. It's been building up pretty steadily. If you're southbound on the New York State Thruway now, this is new. Only the left lane is open as you come down to the Garden State Parkway connector. An overturned tractor trailer. Two lanes are out of service, so that'll be southbound on the Thruway coming down to the Garden State Parkway connector. Now, we also have a lot of volume coming inbound on the LIE. Utopia Parkway to Queens Boulevard, inbound Gowanus BQE, 65th Street to the Brooklyn Bridge. Mass Transit, though, in pretty good shape at this point. An alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations again today are going to be in effect. The support of service is Liberty Mutual. Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Okay, we'll give you an update on infrastructure in Frank's business report. But first, from your Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, today it's going to be rainy. Maybe some sunshine in the afternoon. Sid, just Sid. No, there will be some sunshine. I'm going to predict it right now. You know
promise.
How I do these things.
Okay.
I promise you.
All right, I'm buying
I
in.
Do.
All right.
What happens if I don't win?
I'll still love you. Frank will be angry, but I'll be okay.
All right,
no,
yeah.
I'm rooting for rain.
Rooting for rain?
Yes, because I planted grass seed, or my landscaper planted grass seed, and I can never water the grass seed to my wife's satisfaction.
Oh, wow.
She goes and inspects dry spots. So I think I've gotten everything, and she'll point out, no, do you see that little
patch? No, I think you're okay after basically 24 hours of rain. I think you're good.
This is how
about
it all.
Not being so selfish.
It all started with that little grassy spot with Bill and Melinda Gates.
Well, it started with a grassy knoll, let's just be honest. But 71 degrees we're going to get up to tomorrow. Thunderstorms likely in the morning and maybe a chance of scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Thattered scunderthorms, those two.
I like it.
66 degrees on Thursday with some sunshine and clouds. And Friday looking pretty decent. 61 degrees, partly cloudy skies in the morning, maybe some sun in the afternoon. Currently, the temperature in New York City is 52 degrees.
Well, it was a win some, lose some day for the stock market yesterday. There was the Dow Jones rose 238 points, the S&P 500 gained 11 points, and the NASDAQ lost 67 points. Today, we'll get a look at the U.S. trade deficit for March at 8:30 this morning. That's followed by factory orders for the month of March at 10 a.m. The president and the first lady, Jill Biden, are pitching the massive infrastructure program, which includes upgrading schools. Speaking at a community college in Norfolk, Virginia, the president said the U.S. needs to make an aggressive investment in families. He called it an investment in the future. He said parents need help with child care, calling the cost extraordinary. Biden insists two years of community college should be free. The first lady is a veteran teacher, and she said community college graduates bring needed skills to the workforce. The president's American Jobs Plan and the follow-up American Families Plan covers more than $4 trillion in new federal spending. Biden said the nation's wealthiest people and corporations should pick up the costs by paying their fair share of taxes.
And that probably applies to Sid Rosenberg, one of
Absolutely.
The wealthiest people in New York City. What's happening on the show today, Sidney?
Well, today is the funeral for the cop, Anastasios Tsakos, in Suffolk County. So anytime there's a tragedy with a police officer, it's always good to talk to Bo Deedle, still a very heroic cop in the history of this city. He's here every Tuesday at 7:25. He will stop by today and do his weekly scream, and he's right, Cuomo and de Blasio, the rest of these guys, and how we continue to treat cops in New York. So Bo will be here today. Also, talking about that gentleman who was killed, Frank Siller, you know Frank Siller from
Tunnels of Towers?
Yes. So they're going to pay his mortgage.
Yeah, I heard that.
That's really sweet. Ugh. Frank is a terrific guy. His brother, of course, was killed 9/11. And if you go to MCU Ballpark, soon to be Maimonides Ballpark, there in Coney Island where the Cyclones play, a friend of mine named Tom, he built this beautiful wall. And on this wall, they pay homage to all the firemen and cops who died on 9/11 that were from Brooklyn. Frank Siller's brother was from Brooklyn. He's on that wall. Mm. So every year, September 10th, we go and do a prayer. And Frank is a super guy. Again, paying that man's mortgage. He'll be on with me and Bernie
today. That's wonderful.
That is great.
And, I was listening to Steve Cohen, the general manager of the Cyclones, on with Ed Randall on the sports show Sunday.
Yeah.
Their season starting in just 2 weeks. So it really is a great sign that minor league baseball in New York is coming back.
It is. It is a big deal. We missed them last year. Gary Perone works for that club. He's a great friend, too. And
a Staten Islander.
Yes, he is. And some big events coming up in August. I think early in the season here in June, only a couple of thousand fans will be permitted in Coney Island. But the hope is by August, they can fill up the whole stadium, which I think seats about 7,000. I'm not sure. Either way, Frank Siller today, and then comedic actor, the great Louis Anderson.
Oh, wow.
Don't ask me why he's coming on. I have no idea. But the last time he was on, I said, Louis, don't take this personally. But in all the years of Family Feud, right, all the great hosts, Richard Dawson, now you got Steve Harvey, you had to be the worst host ever. And he actually said he took it as a badge of honor. He readily admits and proudly he's the worst Family Feud host ever.
I don't remember him hosting Family
See?
Feud.
See, there you go.
but what was wrong with him?
He was just, he wasn't funny like Steve Harvey. He wasn't creepy like Richard Dawson.
Oh, Richard Dawson was the ultimate creepy. Oh my
Could
God.
Could you imagine in today's day and age?
No, he would have been canceled within 5 seconds of himself opening his mouth.
Seriously.
He was amazing.
Everybody.
He was hysterical.
Well, I think
he saw tongue kissing these contestants.
the first incarnation of Richard Dawson hosting that show, you're right. It was a little cringy.
A little?
But when he came back after Ray Combs passed away, and they brought back Richard Dawson. I don't feel like he was as bad. He was toned down a little bit.
I don't remember the comeback. You're probably right.
I don't
right.
remember the comeback either. Yeah.
But Louis was in the news a couple of weeks ago because that awful movie, Coming to America 2.
Oh, I'm so upset. It's terrible.
It's
you
the
saw
worst.
It
no, I haven't. I'm just,
The first one for me in the Sid Rosenberg book is a top five comedy all time.
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. Incredible.
This one's awful, but the story is that Eddie Murphy and Arsenio. They didn't want to put any white people in it in the first one.
Mm.
And the studio made them put one white person in, and that was Louis Anderson. He worked at McDowell's. You know, he was taking hamburger orders.
Right.
So they put him back in the second one. And it's terrible. So that's a big story involving Louis Anderson lately, that they actually had to have a white person to meet a quota back in the 80s, and he was the guy, Louis Anderson.
Is that so? Will he talk about that?
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to bring it up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He may hang up at that point. But what else you want to talk to Louis Anderson about? I mean, what is he doing these
days? Well, he's got a new book out about his mother. Right.
Right. Right. Right. That's creepy.
Wait. What's wrong with his mother? Or what?
No. Nothing.
She's still in the attic.
Stop it. Sid. If he happens to be like driving right now and listening to this,
then we're finished.
You're going to get a phone call.
No. Of all people, I actually have a phone call tomorrow at 12 with Post Hill Press and the publisher because I'm writing my second book and it's about my dad.
Oh.
And I should sign that deal tomorrow, so I shouldn't talk. I'm writing a book about my parent as well.
Yes. Yeah. You just said it's creepy.
By all means, Sid.
Because like sons and mothers, I always think of that movie. I always think of
Psycho.
Anthony Perkins and Psycho, and she's in a chair upstairs. She's been
so
dead
now you're
for 10
comparing
years.
Your upcoming guest to a psycho.
Yes, basically.
To a killer, a murderer, a serial killer.
He met a color quota. He's fat. He's the worst Family Feud host ever, and he's writing a creepy
goodness.
Book.
Welcome, Louis Anderson.
I like Louis Anderson.
It's the Bernie and Sid show.
He used to do that animated series that I used to enjoy, Life with Louis, where he'd voice all the characters. I like Louis Anderson. I always have.
Well, you're not going to miss this conversation today, then.
No, I was.
I can't miss it. You kidding? What time is he on?
I think he's on at 9:25.
Oh, my God. That's usually my nap time, but heck. Screw that.
I'm setting my alarm.
Yeah, it's
going to
be great. And then we'll have more details about this Atlantic City trip. You're going to come, right?
I would love to,
Okay, we'll get more details coming
up. I'm in, 100%.
Oh, of course you are. You'd be there anyway. I'll see pictures of you with Catania at dinner that night. Hey, look who I bumped into.
Well, it's nice that they have such a good relationship, Frank.
Oh, it's hysterical watching it. I mean, she brings him to every event.
Are you friendly with any of your ex-husbands?
No.
No?
No.
I think that's the way to go. And I mean, especially if you
especially with my exes. There was only one that I consider a decent human being, Doug.
We'll have to
explore that
guy. In a future
episode. Yeah, it's okay. We can leave that.
Very good. All right. Coming up on the Bernie and Sid show, Louis Anderson, the greatest Family Feud host of all time. At least
the worst Family Feud host. A fat man. What else did he say? A creepy mother.
Louis Anderson.
Yeah.
I think he's cool.
But I can't wait to hear that interview. It's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour.